Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. About 20 more minutes with us, and then we kick it off to Thursday night football coverage on 93.7 The Fan, a 7:30 pregame start courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. Buccaneers hosting the Falcons tonight, 8:15 kickoff in the NFC South matchup. Right now, we will take a look at the other side of the matchup on Monday night that will be played in Pittsburgh, Steelers and Dolphins. Also an 8:15 kickoff, we will have Fan Game Day pregame coverage for you live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook starting at 5 up until kick of that game. And to take a look at the other side, we will chat with a former Miami Dolphins tight end, currently a morning show host for 104.3 in Miami. Joe Rose is with us here on 93.7 The Fan, a guy who used to catch touchdown passes from Dan Marino. Joe, some good Dan Marino stories. I feel like you have plenty in the arsenal.
I told him. I said, every time I go in Pittsburgh, man, they want to hear stories about you. I said, I don't know. I do know this. The guy is absolutely weatherproof. I'd love to be able to take this guy on the road all of December and January for road games, because you never have to change your game plan the way he throws it, you know. So that was always nice, and growing up there in the Oakland Hills and going to school at Pitt, he loves that air, and I know he goes back. Matter of fact, I believe he's already up there with his mother right now. If I'm giving a little scouting report, he's already up there.
Well, Joe, you bring up a good point there, and I think it's good to work into the current Dolphins conversation, because you mentioned how Dan was so good no matter what the weather was. That can't be said about this current Dolphins team, and I think specifically Tua Tagovailoa. I saw a stat earlier today, Joe, that when the temp is 40 degrees or colder, he is 0-5 in his career. I mean, that's got to be a little bit concerning for you guys. I know Miami, it's always nice and hot, but eventually you're going to have to play in some cold weather games, and usually that means the games are pretty important.
Yeah, no, listen, we've dealt with that in recent years where we've had some good records. And then, as you said, from Thanksgiving on, all of a sudden you hit the Northeast, you go to Green Bay on a Thanksgiving game, and you go some different places, and you play good teams, and things change a little bit with this team. So it's funny, in this four-game winning streak, Tua hasn't been asked to do as much. They got a running game now. The last four games are averaging 192 yards a game. And their defense has gotten a lot better. All the young rookies are growing up. It was a slow development. First 6 or 7 games was rough. And all of a sudden, they played better. Again, a lot more takeaways because the defensive line's playing better, and they're keeping people out of the end zone. And so that's been the big thing the last 4 weeks. But as you said, this is a different animal for the Dolphins. Whatever the temperature is, they know it's going to be cold. I don't know whether it's 16 degrees or 20 degrees on a Monday night coming up here. But they know that, and I think they're going to depend on those stats I just hit to physically, defensively get after the Steelers, and second of all, be able to run the football. And Tua's going to have to throw some. He's going to have to throw some. You get the running game going, it's a waste not to be able to, you know, throw some play action, and they'll do some of that. They've got some tight ends they're throwing to. I'd like to see him get the ball to Waddle more on the outside. But overall, they have played a little better. And even in the tight ball games, they're finding ways to win. So it's completely different after that 1-6. And now having a chance to come up to Pittsburgh, Monday Night Football, they know the narrative of all the things you said, cold weather, even our fan base, it's going to be cold. It's Pittsburgh. It's going to be loud. They're a physical team. And at some point, you don't want to hear it. You remember hearing it. And they talk about this, and the coaching staff, you got to do something about it. You got to win. And this isn't their last game. I mean, they got to go up and play New England at the end of the season. So But this would be this would get them back to 500. Still a long shot. You still got to, you know, chase a lot of teams down. But just to get back to this, and you know, they're playing great as a team. The kicker, the punter have had great seasons. So there's a lot of good things. But you're right, the Tua thing, he has not had, overall has not had a good season.
Is there a better way to acclimate to cold weather? I mean, I guess they could have come up here early and spent the entire week here, but that's not really doable in every situation. Like, is there a way that you think they could try to get ready for bad weather any better than what they already do?
It's a great question because I get hit on with all the time. We're going to cold weather. You know, we're in trouble. And I would just say, first of all, and the biggest thing, like I grew up in California and played in the Pac-8 and then the Pac-10 and then, you know, got drafted by Miami. So I wasn't exactly around anything close to the Northeast weather in Buffalo and New England and New York, and then throwing a little Pittsburgh and a little Green Bay. And and Kansas City's two of the coldest games we've ever played in as an announcer, as well as going up there to play. It's just, you know, it can be brutal. You just got to block it out, man. You can't change. You got to go warm up like you usually do. You got to block it out for three and a half hours, stay zoned in on what you're supposed to do. And if you have a good team, you know, I think some of this has been, you know, some people have called us soft, and I think we've taken some teams up late in the season, just haven't been very good football teams to start with. But you're right. All these things you're talking about, as they call them, the narratives, they're out there and they're not going to change until you win. And they got to find. They're looking at Pittsburgh, and they've got some holes in their team. And so are you going to be able to do something about it? They need this game. You need this game. And see, you know, it's Monday Night Football, man. Everybody's watching. There's no dividing time on Red Zone between eight games. This is Monday night. Everybody in the playoffs wants to see how everybody else looks and is curious to see how the week wraps up with the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Talking to Joe Rose, a former Miami Dolphins tight end, now the color commentator on the Dolphins radio network, also a morning show host at 104.3 in Miami. Joe, you brought up the four-game winning streak that has been split up by a bye week, but it all started with a 30-13 win over the Buffalo Bills that first Sunday in November. And what was it in that game? Did you notice something in that game that felt like a spark that would really get this team going? Because they were 2-7 after October, and all hope looked lost.
They got sloppy with the ball, turned it over. Josh Allen turned it over. Some of their guys on the team turned it over. The running back had a big turnover. And we were able to run the ball for, I think it was 200 yards or close to it, or a little more than 200 yards in that game. And Devon Achane, I just thought that day he really got it going. And he has not stopped. He's just he only played a quarter and a half in the last game and had 92 yards against the Jets. And he got a little nicked up, so they took him out. And, you know, they put the second and third running backs in. And you run for, again, for a lot of yards. So I just think I thought those are two things that have really changed. Is we get a lot more takeaways. They've got 10 takeaways the last four games. And it was slow process, man. There weren't very many. It was dry through the first half of the season. And so they picked that up. The running game's been picked up. They cleaned it up. They stayed together, and they've been healthy. They haven't lost, knock on wood here. They got the right tackle back off IR, and Austin Jackson, and they're a pretty healthy team. And they're going to be pretty healthy for this game again. So, hey, they got a lot of confidence, man. And they know what's out there. And, you know, I can't say it enough, but that cold weather thing, Mike McDaniel's dealt with that since he's been here, because they've lost a lot of games that really needed late in the year, and it knocked us out. We've had some good teams. We've gone to Tennessee. They killed us in a game where we're playing, I think, for best record in the AFC. We go back a couple years ago to Baltimore playing for the best record, and the next thing you know, we lose the next three games and lose a wild card game instead of winning the AFC East. And so they understand the importance of it for the guys that have been on this team for a few years.
Yeah, Joe, Devon Achane gets a lot of credit when, you know, that's reasonable. The guy has rushed for over 1,100 yards and 7 touchdowns this year. But tell me about the Dolphins offensive line. I've seen some cut-ups of Aaron Brewer on Twitter, and he looks like one of the best centers in football.
Brew has just played his ass off, man. Great pickup. Unbelievable. Kind of a small center. I don't know. They had him. Some guys had him 285, 290, 295. In this run blocking scheme that Mike McDaniel calls for, a lot of snap and get out and run. He has just had some great blocks. Even now, just driving guys off the ball. He's just playing unbelievable. He really is. He has really come in to his own. Really since he's been here, but now people are starting to talk about him a lot more. But yeah, he is. He has been really good. And when they like to get out in those screens, there he is, man. He's pulling. He's getting out there for a key block. And he's just he's a great leader of this whole group. He's got some young guys he's playing with. And that group, they've really done a nice job, man. You know, our offensive lines have been knocked. You guys are probably dealing with that a little bit these days too. And this group has played together, and they've gotten better and better. Savia Naya, the rookie, is starting to play better last couple games, and it's been a while. He was rough. It was rough. Rough first half of the season for him. And then Patrick Paul at left tackle, durable, and has been really solid. So they got a lot of good things going. Like I said, Austin Jackson's now back again after missing most of the season. So this group's got some confidence. The blocking schemes, they've really played well. We run the ball. And it's no secret they're gonna pitch the ball and try to run out wide and wide zone blocking, and it's important. They're gonna have the receivers that can block are gonna be out there and try to block guys off the field, tight ends, fullback, Alec Ingold, but that's been the key. And then you put a guy that runs at 10-100 meters, that's one of the fastest guys in football, in Devon Achane. And you got something special, because you make one mistake or you miss a tackle, and he's off to the races.
Joe, I think a big question that people have in Pittsburgh is, how has the Minkah Fitzpatrick return to Miami been? Because that was the big blockbuster trade over the summer. But I want to get a sense of what the returns have been on Minkah's second stint in Miami.
You know, it's a great question. I think everybody wanted to know. Hey, Minkah's really, really picked it up too. You know, it's funny. Well, it's not funny. A lot of guys that start this season, it just wasn't there on either side of the ball. I mean, you're 1-6, you got problems, right? And we were blown out in a couple of those games. Matter of fact, the Cleveland Browns blew us out. That game was over in the third quarter, and you're like, what the hell's going on, man? This is bad. But Minkah had some huge, huge plays. He had a big pick two. It's still weird to call it a pick two, interception on a 2-point conversion. He ran it back. So he didn't get credit for that, but he's had some big forced fumbles, had a great tackle at the goal line to keep a guy out. So he's really picked it up. Didn't want to talk about the whole Pittsburgh thing. He's taken the high road on that. And, you know, I think we're all aware of it. Jalen Ramsey was a big part of things here. Jonnu Smith hasn't been as productive as he was for us. He was a key weapon for the Dolphins last year, and he's in a 3 tight end rotation right now, where all the tight ends are important up there. But yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of pride by those guys. I know Jalen wasn't overly happy with a lot of things, and there are a lot of things said, like it always is when all of a sudden Mike says, or Chris Greer comes out, our former general manager, and says, "Hey, we mutually agreed to move on," and you know, and some things have been said, and you know, and so. Yeah, I know this is a big game for Jalen. I know this is a big game for Jonnu. Love to have a big game. And I know Minkah Fitzpatrick would love nothing more than beat this Steelers team and get this team back to 7-7.
Something I didn't think I would be doing this year, Joe, is giving Mike McDaniel a whole lot of credit. You know, if you asked me going into the season, I thought he was going to be the first coach that got fired. Out of the gate, it looked like that had potential. The team started 0-3, then they started 1-6. But I got to say, what has he done to get some respect back in that locker room and turn this tide.
Man, that's hey, by the way, you're not alone. I think a lot of us thought, oh boy, from the year before, some things that happened that came out, guys late and all that stuff, and people are going, hey, well, what's going on over there? What are they doing every day? And what's going on? And those guys, man, I hate to say play hard. I get tired. Everybody says their guys are playing hard. I do, and so now find myself a guy's busting my chops because I was saying it there. But these guys have not quit, and they are playing hard. They're getting coached up. They're getting better. We play a lot of young guys. And I just think once I thought the thing that really turned it around, we went to Atlanta. We're supposed to get blown out. Atlanta was playing well. They just beat the Buffalo Bills. And we went up there, and we pounded them for four quarters. And it was like a little bit like, wow, we can do this, not just for a quarter in a game or a quarter and a half. We can do it for the whole game. Then they came home, and then the trouble started because Lamar comes back. He kills us. We get hammered by them. We got sloppy, turned the ball over, all the things that kill you in a game. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you play the Buffalo Bills, and they put together complete game again, played really well on both sides of the football. And that just kind of got everybody fueled. I think the talks, the owner, and I think it drives people, it drives a lot of fans nuts. Owner really wanted this thing with Mike to work out, saw potential as a play caller, was hoping to see more from the whole team, and he started to see it. So if this continues, yeah, Mike's going to be back as a head coach on this football team if it continues over the next four games. But it is amazing. Because this doesn't always happen, as you know, man. All of a sudden, you know, you're 1-6, and you make a change with the general manager, and people are going, oh, my God, this thing's about ready to blow up. What's going to happen? And these guys have enough leadership on this team, Brew being one of the guys, Brewer, and a whole bunch of other guys, Zach Sealer. I can go through the list of guys, and they're like, hell no, this isn't going to happen. We're going to play hard while we're here. And it's just worked out, man. And they got, I think maybe they, hell, I looked at the schedule and I go, hey, man, there's some games out there you guys can win, you know, if you play well enough. And they won two tight ball games, weren't easy. Hey, the Saints took us, had a chance to tie it up at the end of the game on a 2-point conversion. And we go over and play Washington. They had a chance to win on a long field goal. So we've had some breaks to go with it as well.
Joe Rose. Former Dolphins tight end, current color commentator for the Dolphins morning show host down in Miami. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, man, I've enjoyed it, Donnie. Thank you, buddy. You take care of yourself. I'll see you when we get up there.
There we go. The great Joe Rose from Miami.